Rochester is in the midst of what you might call a multimodal transition, and no, the automobile is not going away anytime soon. But the city is trying to make life easier for people who don't want to use a car all the time. Bicyclists at the top of that list. They want more people to feel comfortable riding a bicycle to work or to the store or out to eat. And if they're successful, that will mean more of us will be riding bicycles more often, and that will mean learning the rules of the road. Later this hour, as we talk about various themes of how do you do that, a city engineer is going to answer the question, how do you fill the inner loop? Because that's what's going on right now, and that is part of this larger theme of kind of a reconstructed city identity. So now let's talk about this. How do you deal with the intersection if you're a bicyclist? We've heard from a number of listeners who've said, okay, I'd like to start bicycling more often, bicycling to work, bicycling sort of functionally, but there are a lot of questions about just learning the rules of the road, approaching an intersection. And so I've brought someone I think is very well positioned to answer that. That's Shauna Lydon of Full Moon Vista Bike and Sport in Rochester. She's here. How are you, Shauna?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Evan.
You want to weigh in on the inner loop? Are you guys happy with what you're seeing there?
I am, as a city resident. I think it's a great way to join things together because it is kind of a little division. As far as riding a bike through the city, it's a little tricky when you have to cross over a highway. So I think it'll be a great thing.
How often are you bicycling? Functionally bicycling?
Functionally bicycling, I try to ride to work 2 to 3 times a week when the weather is nice. Mm-hmm. I have a car. I'm not car free, so I admit I'm a fair weather commuter.
Okay, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, most people I talk to have not said you must bicycle and get rid of your car. It's just a matter of, are we looking for ways for the opening to say, okay, I'm going to bicycle to work, like you said, 2 or 3 times a week. It'll be good for me physically. It'll be good for everybody else involved, the environment, et cetera. And so do you meet people who come in to where you are and say, I want to get started, but I'm a little concerned, a little nervous about getting on the road in the city traffic, rules of the intersections. What do you hear from people?
That's what you just said is exactly what we do here. We hear, I don't know, I want to avoid the really busy places. What's the best way to go? What do I need? What should I, how do I behave? And that's those are obviously some big barriers, but you can overcome them. You really can.
Starting where? I mean, what's the first step?
Well, the first step really is to kind of be comfortable with your bike. As long as your bike is in good working order and you are comfortable and confident riding it, then you can start by riding around your neighborhood, get used to how you familiarize yourself with the rules, which basically are you should behave like a car. You need to signal with the appropriate, I'm turning left, I'm turning right, stop at intersections, stop at lights, stop at stop signs. And if you behave predictably, cars will respect you, or they should respect you, and you can feel comfortable that you're going to have a successful ride or commute or whatever. So
start close to home, get into a rhythm before you take longer distances.
Yeah. That's a very good place.
What is the most nervous part for new bicyclists about approaching intersections, for example?
Well, I think one of the things that for every cyclist is nerve-wracking is do the cars see me? Because you can think you've made eye contact with somebody and it's not registering. So my general rule of thumb is I don't assume that they've seen me, and I will wait, and drivers will wave me ahead, and I put my feet down on the ground and say, no, that's okay, go ahead. And I try to behave just like I would as if I was in a car, like wait my turn at the intersection. Don't, assume just because one car sees you that everybody sees you. So that's the point where, you have to be sure that if it's your turn, great, but just make sure that everybody knows you're going through the intersection, because in the battle between a car and a bicycle, the car wins.
I remember learning to drive when I was 15, 16, and my dad saying, never assume when you're pulling out into traffic, never assume someone with a blinker on is actually turning until you see them start to make that turn. And I never forgot that.
Yep.
And this is a similar situation. This
yeah.
is a similar mindset, but maybe even more cautious
yeah.
simply because you're not in a car.
Exactly. You don't have that protective coating of a vehicle around you. And it's, I think every cyclist has had close calls where you're like, wow. And in certain situations, it was completely out of your control. And in other situations, you say, wow, I think I probably could have done something differently. And I'm going to remember that because I don't want to repeat that.
It's happened to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I more often than I would care to admit or tell my parents because, yeah, it's the risk. There is risk involved with it. But one of our good friends at the shop, actually, he is a Dr. Scott McRae. He's an ophthalmologist and an avid cyclist and advocate. And he says, he's like, the risks of cycling are outweighed 7 times by the risk of sitting on the couch. So it's more dangerous to stay inactive than it is to get out there on your bike. So you just have to be really careful.
And when we talk about how do you approach an intersection, how do you learn to get comfortable on a bicycle, some of what you're saying might be spooking some of the listeners who've thought about this because they're hearing you say, hey, everybody's had a close call. They don't want to deal with that. And I think to me, it just sounds like you're saying, don't be defeated by that, but be careful.
Exactly. That's, you know, we try to be realistic and honest with people. But if you are careful and you are keeping your eyes, peeled and watching for everything, you can dramatically reduce your risk. And if there's, you know, there are times when it's going to take, you're going to move a little bit slower and you might not get through the intersection as fast as you would. But you know what? It's okay. You're healthier for it in the long run. But, you know, driving a car, there's risk involved with driving a car too. So yes, it can be, it's not a perfect situation, but the more people out on bikes, the safer it becomes for everybody, even in cars. There's something that bicycles have a calming effect on traffic in general. So if everybody is more aware of cyclists and there's more people riding, then it's good for all of us.
We're talking to Shauna Lydon of Full Moon Vista Bike and Sport in Rochester in the South Wedge. Is that right?
Yep.
Where are you located?
Right on South Ave, right near the intersection of South Ave and Gregory Street.
Okay. And you say that bicycles have a calming effect on traffic, and I don't dispute that, but every time we talk bicycling on this program, inevitably, someone calls the show who says, I'm tired of arrogant bicyclists, et cetera. It's almost like there's this divide that can exist, hopefully not between all bicyclists and drivers, but there is a bit of a divide sometimes where bicyclists say drivers don't care about us and drivers say bicyclists don't obey the rules of the road. They're arrogant. I mean, do you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there are times when I have been with people who have been behaving in a less than attractive manner, and I
as
have
a bicyclist or as a bike
as a bicyclist and as I've seen people as drivers do it, mm-hmm. because a lot of it from the cyclist point of view has to be, it comes from the fact that you are vulnerable because you don't have a car around you. So you, if you are feeling threatened, you will react a certain way. And cars, a lot of the time, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody is trying to get to the next place that they're supposed to be at. And so that conflict results in some really unpleasant situations. So it's a tough spot to be in. And I have experienced both sides of it. But a lot of it is helped by cyclists behaving predictably and following the rules. And then also motorists, if they understand the rules and how bikes are supposed to behave, a lot of drivers don't understand where bikes are supposed to be and how we have to behave riding to ride safely. So it's a lot of miscommunication and lack of information out there too.
I am way dated on driver's education classes. Do driver's education classes deal with bicyclists on the road?
I'm way dated on that as well. I don't believe they do.
I think it should.
Oh, they absolutely should. I've actually had conversations with drivers, and conversation is putting it nicely, about where the legalities of it as I was riding, and I was explaining to people that, no, what I am doing is legal, and no, you are not allowed to make me get off the road.
You've had drivers you can't be where you were?
Yes. Yeah? Yes. Like, pulled up alongside me and shook their finger. Yes.
Really?
And the nice thing is working in the industry for the last 10 years, you absorb a lot of information. And there's vehicle and traffic law that says cyclists can ride 2 abreast as, you know, near the white line, and you are entitled to part of the road. And just because a car has to wait behind you until it's safe to pass does not mean that I am outside of the law. So a lot of it has to do with drivers just don't know, unfortunately.
Okay, but how is the city getting in terms of its approach to bicyclists, and is that improving?
It's improving dramatically. I work in the South Wedge. I live in the North Winton area, and the bike lanes and the sharrows and the different things that just bring bikes into people's consciousness has changed dramatically in just the last probably 4 or 5 years.
And you said sharrows?
Yeah, it's a picture of a bike with an arrow saying basically to drivers, there's going to be bikes on this road and you have to share the road. It's not, they don't have to get on the sidewalk, and they shouldn't be on the sidewalk anyway. So that visibility has helped dramatically. There's bike racks everywhere, bike racks in a lot more places, and it's been great. So there's a lot more coming, and drivers are becoming much and more accommodating, especially in the city, from what I've seen. So
you've answered the question, how do you do that? How do you approach an intersection as a new bicyclist? Very, very well. Let's at least close on that point with a question on sidewalks. You just mentioned it, because a lot of people will wonder, how do you ride a bicycle in traffic? Should I just get on every sidewalk I can?
It's not a good idea to ride on the sidewalk, because on a sidewalk, people, cars are accustomed to pedestrians on sidewalks. So if you are riding a bike on a sidewalk, you need to behave like a pedestrian, and that is different from how you would normally ride a bike. So you have to be really careful if you are going to ride on a sidewalk, and be aware that people will not expect that you're going to be moving that fast. You have to treat each driveway as an intersection and be really, really careful. So.
And finally, you guys involved in an event next month. What's going on?
The Rochester Twilight Criterium. It's an event that we did. The last time we did it was back in 2008. It's a really exciting event, basically NASCAR on two wheels. So you'll see be about 20,000 spectators down on a 1 mile course, where you'll have the professional races are the cap off the day and night, and it's a really exciting event, free admission, and it's just awesome. So the Rochester Twilight Criterium, Saturday, August 15th.
Have fun with that. And thank you, Shauna Lydon, helping us understand, how do you do that? How do you approach an intersection if you're going to try to bicycle to work more often? She is a Full Moon Vista Bike and Sport in Rochester. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Evan.